Information. 94.1 WHST-FM Pigeon and 1340 AM WLEW Bad Axe.
Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The Sebring Police Department swiftly apprehended the reckless motorcyclist Johnny Rocket after he surrendered within 8 hours of a wanted post on social media. Despite Officer Temple's pursuit on March 19th, the motorcyclist evaded capture, reaching speeds of up to 150 miles per hour near Unionville. A request for assistance on March 22nd identified Sam Ginglowski, 24, as the suspect, leading to an arrest warrant. Ginglowski surrendered on April 24th. At his arraignment in the 73rd B District Court on Thursday, he faced charges including fleeing and eluding, punishable by up to 2 years in prison, and driving with a suspended license. Ginglowski's bond of $3,500 with a 10% option has been paid. However, Wayne County has taken custody of him, complicating his legal situation further, as other nearby jurisdictions may still pursue his wanted status. Emergency responders from Bad Axe, Kindy, and Port Austin extinguished a house fire in Fillion, Huron County. The blaze, reported around 9 a.m., fully engulfed the residence, prompting the closure of Fillion Road west of M53 as firefighters battled the inferno. Details regarding the fire's cause remain limited at this time. Firefighters worked diligently for 2 hours to contain the flames and prevent further spread, with assistance from the Huron County Sheriff's Department managing traffic in the affected area. Central Huron Ambulance stood by, ready to assist emergency personnel as needed. Thankfully, the homeowner safely escaped, providing a positive update amid the situation. Stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting for further updates as they become available. And we'll continue with more news here at WLEW and WHST right after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The owner of a suburban Detroit business that caught fire and exploded, killing a man, was arrested at a New York airport as he was preparing to depart for Hong Kong on a one-way ticket. Authorities say Friday that 31-year-old Noor Noel Castau was arrested Saturday. He was brought back to Michigan and arraigned Thursday on an involuntary manslaughter charge. The March 4th fire and explosion occurred in a Clinton Township building housing a distributor for the vaping industry called Goo, which had more than 100,000 vape pens stored on site. Authorities have said butane canisters also were in the building. Turner Lee Salter was about a quarter of a mile away when he was struck by a nitrous oxide canister. He later died. The defense's cross-examination of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York has ended in his fourth day on the witness stand. Trump lawyer Emil Bove wrapped up his cross-examination Friday. Pecker says, "I've been truthful to the best of my recollection." Bove earlier argued that Pecker's testimony had been inconsistent with statements made to federal prosecutors in 2018, but Pecker stuck Friday to the story he has given in court. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And we have two obituaries to report for tonight, April 26, 2024. Charles Joseph Lapka Jr., 76. Chuck passed away Thursday, April 25th, in Bad Axe after a courageous battle with cancer. The funeral service for Chuck will be held on Wednesday, May 1st at 11 a.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home. Visitation will be held Tuesday, April 30th at McAlpine Funeral Home from 2 to 7 p.m. and also Wednesday from 10 to 11 at the time of service. Memorials could be made to the Family Discretionary Fund in care of Chuck's daughter, Lisa. Condolences may be shared with the Lapka family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And our second obituary for tonight is John A. Conley Sr. of Cass City, passed away Monday, April 22nd, at the age of 82. In keeping with John's wishes, cremation has taken place. A celebration of life and memorial fun shoot will be held at the Cass City Gun Club on May 18th. Memories will start at noon, followed by a gunshot salute following the service, and there will be a barbecue and memorial fun trap and skeet shoot. The family would like to invite anyone interested to participate in the gunshot salute and request that anyone interested in the salute or trap and skeet bring their own shotgun. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be made to the Cass City Gun Club in John A. Conley Jr.'s name. The family was assisted with these arrangements by Ransford Collins Funeral Home in Cairo. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordcollin.com. And now here's your weather.